Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, as Silicon Valley continues to move into medical monitoring, Apple takes a bold new step with its Apple Watch Series 4. Its new heart monitoring functions has already triggered a minor health debate, however. More on that in a moment. But first, these tech headlines. So the journal says Apple's latest challenge? To win over China with new pricey iPhones. The signature features of Apple's new iPhones, bigger screens and dual SIM support, essentially speak directly to demands in the all-important China market. Chinese rivals already offer similar features for less money, and that means the improvements may help Apple retain its market share in China. Read more about Apple's big effort to revive its fortunes in the region at WSJ.com. The race to be the first 5G country is in full force, and the winner stands to gain a lot. A study by U.S. Wireless Trade Association, CTIA, concluded that America's 4G leadership led to roughly $100 billion in revenue for U.S. companies, revenue that could have gone elsewhere had the country not been the tech's forefront. Translation, no 4G dominance, no Facebook, no Netflix, and definitely no Fortnite. 5G wireless tech also raises security fears. With 5G, the telecom system itself will become so central that everyday life experts fear it will create an ever larger target for malicious actors. The European Union has advanced on a copyright bill opposed by Silicon Valley. Its parliament on Wednesday adopted a draft bill with provisions aimed at forcing tech giants to pay more media companies for music. Also, killer robots. Not happening. The same parliament on Wednesday passed a resolution calling for an international ban on developing, making, and using weapons that don't require a human's input on use. You can read more from the CIO Journal at WSJ.com. Coming up, why the Apple Watch Series 4 is good for your health, but why some health experts say proceed with caution.
Sponsored by Harvard Business School Executive Education, offering four comprehensive leadership programs that transform rising executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
So the latest Apple Watch's new heart monitoring and fall detection applications essentially just turn the smartwatch into a medical device. While doctors say it could detect some serious medical conditions, the new breakthrough watch soon became the subject of debate after Wednesday's big reveal. Joining us now to talk about the watch that everyone's talking about is a man who's been talking about nothing other than Apple and all things iPhone and watch related. He is tired, but he joins us anyway. Trip Mickle, how are you?
I'm doing all right, but it was a long day.
I'm sure. So I have to ask you first, you've been in the thick of it all at the event Wednesday. It almost seemed like this big revelation, you know, this fancy new medical function overshadowed all the iPhones. Did you get that sense? You know, this certainly hasn't been your first Apple rodeo, just from the crowd and the resulting chatter. Did you get a sense that this was a particularly big breakthrough for a new Apple device?
Two things to note on that. I mean, one, it was a big breakthrough relative to some of the other technology announced, right? Now, does that make it a big breakthrough, or does that just mean that some of the other announcements didn't seem to surprise mm-hmm. and delight in the same way as this one? I'm not sure what the answer is on that, but the more interesting thing that it spoke to in my mind was this kind of supposition that Apple wouldn't pursue any kind of regulatory approval because of its track record and preference for secrecy. And so I think what really caught a lot of people by surprise was not just that the ECG was in the device or that the device had been updated to have that ECG capability, but that Apple had also taken the extra step to get regulatory approval to market and talk about that component and capability.
Besides being crazy impressive, now there's all this talk about all the aid to health that this can basically afford. What are some of the ways this function can really come through in helping people?
The cardiac monitoring market is about a $1.4 billion market. You know, a lot of times when people have cardiac issues, their doctor will say, hey, we need you to, you know, get hooked up to an ECG. Now, that segment is relatively small, and doctors have also said, you know, they're uncertain that the Apple Watch would be a reliable substitute for that. That being said, the capability that this offers, and also the app Apple announced, which can help detect irregular heart rhythms, can be beneficial for people. It could be another reason that people get the Apple Watch. And it also may be the type of thing that encourages some insurers to begin subsidizing the cost of the Apple Watch, which would then make it a more appealing product potentially for U.S. customers.
It's already also raised some red flags, though. This Apple Watch just became quite a powerful tool for the masses, you know. There are folks in the medical community urging caution. What kinds of things are they saying?
We spoke with some doctors yesterday who raised some concerns that maybe there would be some false tests or false reports. You know, they're not 100% confident that what Apple's rolling out will be reliable. And that could just lead to an uptick in, you know, patient concern and doctors needing to respond to those patient concerns. You know, more than likely, a result from the Apple Watch would need to be verified by some other monitoring tool as well. And so, you know, there's just, you know, when a new product is launched, there's some general skepticism about its functionality until it's really put into action and verified.
And with the iPhone market slowing down, Apple's looking elsewhere. We've talked about how its services business will see a lot of attention now. This seems like another big entrance. Silicon Valley as a whole seems like they're seeing a lot of opportunity in medical monitoring, among all kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, the health market has been one that the technology industry has eyed for years. I mean, it's a huge trillion-dollar market. It's one that if you could even carve out a sliver of it, could be beneficial to your bottom line and also, as many tech companies like to do, allow you to say we're helping people. And that's, you know, a big mantra from Silicon Valley. They like to be mission-driven here. And what better way to be mission-driven than providing products that help people's health?
Trip Mickle, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
For more on the story, head to wsj.com/tech. This has been Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.